So I think I've given us all enough that we can pray to receive. And what I would like to do is have you receive the baptism. And I'm here to tell you, if Jesus has something for me, watch me. I want to get in line. That's the way I am. And I hope that you would be unashamed and unreserved and enthusiastic. Let's go. Let's look. It's changed the whole trajectory of my life. And that's my heart as a pastor. I want to be able to share with the congregation, share with you all the things that God has revealed to me over the years. And that's the same with what we call spirit baptism. If you will receive it by faith, it'll change the trajectory in your life. So what do we do? Well, the only people that I want to pray this or come in agreement, because you're not going to pray it with me because we're not in the setting. We're going to pray it together in church. It's just people that are praying, they feel like that maybe they're not baptized in the Spirit and there's something missing in their life. I want us all to know how God has put an invitation in front of you to either reject it or accept it. You don't have to wait. This is the prayer. Father, I thank you for your word, for its truth, power, and authority. And Lord, I want to be pleasing in your sight. And I pray that you will open my heart to those invitations that you have for me, that I wouldn't miss what you have for me. Lord, give me your leading and your guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know that conversion is a prerequisite to be a Christ follower. So we just say these prayers together and we understand it. I want you to know you can also help somebody else. And this is a little prayer if you want to help somebody else. Almighty God, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I believe Jesus is your Son, that he died on the cross for my sin, and that you have raised him to life again, that I might be justified. Forgive me of my sin, Lord. I forgive anyone who has sinned against me. Sounds familiar to the Lord's Prayer. Jesus, be Lord of my life, and I want to honor you with all that I am and all that I have in Jesus' name. Amen. But what's the benefit? We're cooperating with the Spirit of God. That's the benefit. And we want to learn to lead our lives in the Spirit. And you can participate in baptism because God directed it towards us. And we're going to participate in Spirit baptism because that's what God does. He makes it available to us. So here's another little prayer. Father, I read in your word where you said that I would be baptized with your Spirit, and I come in obedience to that scripture and ask you to baptize me in a powerful way with your Spirit. I thank you for it. And I want to yield my life to you, Lord. I want to yield myself to you without reservation, without limit, without preconceptions and conditions, that your purpose for my life might come forth to me in this generation and give me a mighty baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it. You don't have to feel something. You don't have to an electric jolt down your spine. Well, you know, people say, when I got saved, I felt something warm from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I didn't. It was a gradual thing as I learned about the Spirit of God and how he transformed my life. So, this is a prayer that we're going to close with. And you can start, you can stop, you can in your little new gift, you can take two or three words. It's a gift from the Lord. You can do it every day, 10 minutes, you know, practice it, whatever you need to do. But this is the closing prayer. Lord, I thank you that you give me what I ask for. And I thank you that you're setting me free to pray in new ways, to cooperate with your Spirit, that you're bringing new freedom and new liberty to my life. Lord, to use me in more powerful ways than I ever could imagine possible, give me a freedom to pray as I never prayed before. In Jesus' name. God loves you, and so do I.